In Florida, you'll find the environment to inspire what's inconceivable, the chance to explore what's inexplicable, and the space to accomplish what's unimaginable. You'll no longer have to wait for the future. You can harness it. Florida, the future is here.
What Career Builders annual Mother's Day survey says about mom and money, coming up.
This is Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal.
Hello and welcome to Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. From the newsroom in New York, I'm Tanya Bustos. Mother's Day is fast approaching, just in time for a Career Builders annual Mother's Day survey. And perhaps we would have liked some better results for mom, because apparently 2 in 5 working moms report to being the sole breadwinner for their family, yet they continue to earn significantly less than working dads. Let's get more details from Jennifer Grass. She is the Vice President of Corporate Communications at Career Builder and joins us right now. Welcome, Jennifer.
Hi, how are you?
I'm great, thanks. So, as far as working parents are concerned, it seems like men and women are equal in responsibility but not salary. We hear that all the time. So working moms who are the sole financial providers, they still make significantly less than working dads. What did Career Builders data show in regards to this in terms of numbers?
Right, and this is an annual study that we've done nationwide. And what we found was that, you know, most working moms today feel like they can have it all. They can be successful as a parent. They can be successful in their career. But they don't feel like they can have it all when it comes to pay equality. Mm. So at least 2 in 5 working moms and dads are the sole breadwinners for their households. It's a significant number. Yet working dads are almost 3 times as likely to earn $50,000 or more annually and 3 times as likely to earn 6 figures. So there's a big disparity there.
And I imagine that reflects the satisfaction level, like for working moms. You always hear about, like you said, having it all, career, family, leisure. How are women feeling about that in particular and the pressure to succeed at doing it all?
Well, I think that continues to be a struggle, really, for both working moms and working dads. I think work-life balance continues to be a big issue for parents where they're juggling those professional and personal commitments. You know, I think they can feel torn between advancing their careers and having to spend the hours and investing in that versus, you know, being able to have that quality time at home that they really want to have with their kids. And so I do think it does impact satisfaction levels. The good news is, as we've looked at this survey over the last several years, parents have become more satisfied. I think they've found that happy place, in trying to find that balance. And I think organizations have invested in that, where they're giving people a little bit more flexibility so that they have more time with their families.
Right. And you hit upon the issue of quality time there for a second, that time mm-hmm. off, spending time with your family. Who benefits the most from that? What did your research show?
You know, where working moms seem to be outperforming working dads is actually in the amount of quality time at home. So during the typical work week, more than half of working moms, 58%, said that they spend 4 hours or more with their children every day. That's compared to 41% of working dads. Only 4% of working moms say they spend an hour or less with their children each day, and that's compared to 10% of working dads who do the same. So I think there are different choices that men and women may make in how they're balancing their time at work and time at home. And so you can see that reflected in not only career advancement, you can also see that reflected in job satisfaction, and you can see that reflected in how they view their work-life balance.
And one thing I thought was interesting was that 68% of employers think that being a parent can qualify as relevant experience in the work world. What are some of the experience parents gain that employers find most valuable?
Yeah, and this is something, it's a really important point because a lot of people don't take this into consideration. So if you are somebody that's new to the workforce or you're looking to jump back in, you know, raising your children has actually equipped you with a marketable set of skills. So, some of the experience that parents gain that employers find very valuable are, you know, the ability to multitask, time management skills, conflict management skills, problem solving, empathy, mentoring, negotiation. You know, I have 2 small children. I know a lot about that. Budgeting and managing finances, project management, and certainly patience. So, they do see a lot of value in the things that you do day to day as a parent. You just have to look at how you make that relevant to the job at hand.
Yep, makes a lot of sense. Jennifer Grass, thanks very much for joining the podcast.
Thank you.
This has been Your Money Matters from the Wall Street Journal. For more podcasts, please check out WSJ.com/podcasts and listen to all of our shows on iTunes, Stitcher, Spotify, and now, if you have an Android device, look for us on the Google Play Music app. Just search WSJ. For the Wall Street Journal, I'm Tanya Bustos in New York. Thanks for listening.